Manu Patra alerts dated the 29th of December 2018. Supreme Court has observed that an act of insulting a person by using abusive language will not, by itself, constitute the abetment of suicide. Bombay High Court has registered a resumo to criminal contempt case against an assistant public prosecutor who allegedly slapped a judicial officer and also observed that such outrageous conduct need no tolerance. Bombay High Court has observed that absence of any injury on the body of the victim cannot lead to a conclusion that she had given her consent, and all that it indicates is that she did not put up resistance. Gujarat High Court has observed that if anybody is found guilty of ragging, he shall be immediately expelled from the institution and debarred from entering any other educational institution thereafter. Maharashtra Real Estate Regulatory Authority has held that multiple proceedings on the same issue cannot be allowed under the Real Estate Regulation and Development Act 2016. Uttarakhand High Court has directed a company run by Yoga Guru Ramdev to share a percentage of its profits with local farmers and communities. Bombay High Court has granted relief to Gujarat Cooperative Milk Marketing Federation, GCMMF, run Amul, and allowed it to run two TV advertisements after it removes portions disparaging rivals like Quality Walls for using Vanaspati in their ice creams. Bombay High Court has allowed a surrogate mother to abort her 24-week fetus, as the fetus had numerous heart abnormalities. Bombay High Court has allowed organizers to carry on with the forthcoming Sunburn Festival, but within the ambit of the noise pollution control rules and guidelines laid down by the Supreme Court. Madras High Court has declined to stay implementation of the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India's March 2017 regulations and tariff order relating to fixation of charges for free and pay channels. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has set aside insolvency proceedings against Paramount Propbuild, noting that no notice was served to the NCR-based real estate firm before initiating the debt recovery process.